The cause of the fire, which began roughly at 4 o'clock, is unknown. Jason Strom, with Pelican's Volunteer Fire and EMS Department, said he heard about it around 4:45 that afternoon.
We got a call saying there was somebody screaming fire on the hill, which is up the other end of town from where I'm at. And we responded to that, and by the time I'd gotten up there, it was pretty much engulfed in flames, and you couldn't even enter the house at all.
Pelican has a dry line system, which pumps water from the harbor into the fire hydrants. Strom said it took 20 to 30 minutes for that system to kick in, but once it did, the department was able to control the fire and prevent it from spreading to surrounding buildings. But the house, along with an abandoned structure behind it, was destroyed. Strom says the last time a house burned down in Pelican, no one was hurt either, and the cause was likely electrical.
Ironically, it was my parents' house. So, and that was 5 years ago.
And the house happened to be located right next to this one. Strom said the building was old, too, and like many in Pelican, not up to fire code.
You know, old buildings, there's no real, no sheetrock, no, you know, nothing like that. So there's no real response time for those kind of things.
At the time of the blaze, the five occupants of the house were fortunately elsewhere. Isaac Needham was working on his boat, while his girlfriend, Tracy Harrington, was wrapping Christmas presents at a friend's house. Her three children, ages 14, 12, and 9, had just gotten out of school. Harrington tells KCAW that by the time she arrived at the fire, it felt like every person in Pelican, except for the elders, was there. Strom confirms this, too.
There was people who brought sandwiches and coffee and cookies. Some people were just watching from a distance. A lot of people were dragging hose. We had a lot of hose out that was very heavy.
In the past 24 hours, Harrington says the family has moved into an apartment above the fire hall and that they are incredibly grateful for the help of community members who have donated boxes of food, clothes, and hygiene products. And because she had taken them out of the house for wrapping, she says the family still has presents to open on Christmas Day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.